Happy Earth Month, everybody. Now, I know every year we write down our different goals that we want to accomplish for yourself, people around you, manifest it. And maybe one of our goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. You value companies that are thoughtful in every aspect of how they run their business. Good news, Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. And who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Fresh air, frisbees, picnics, super cute dogs on leashes. I mean, that's my dream. Soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your nieces and nephews. Check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Again, donate in-store or online and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Hey guys, it's your lady gang, Jack Vanek, Kelty Knight, and Becca Tobin. Thank you so much for subscribing on iTunes, and thanks for supporting the great sponsors who make it possible for us to have this much fun with you every single week for free.
Well, what is this?
Welcome to the lady gang.
That's amazing. Say that again.
The lady gang.
Things are about to change around here.
Each week, we catch up with Hollywood's hottest girl posse, Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the lady gang. For those of you who don't know who we are, where have you been? I'm Becca Tobin, actress and blogger. Across from me is candy crushing Kelty Knight.
Eating.
Literally, all we have. No, I told everyone I wasn't going to eat anymore. I'm going to eat quickly while other people tell. The only thing we have left in our candy jar is like the brown jelly beans.
Is that the root beer flavor?
I don't know. I'm gonna try it.
They're nasty.
Well, obviously.
But I'll eat anything covered in sugar.
Gross. Yeah. What is it?
She loves candy, but more importantly, she is a journalist and one of the best. Every red carpet. You're really interrupting her intro?
Yes.
I was calling her the best journalist in the country.
Say it again 5 times.
She needs to get knocked down a little bit.
She's one of the best journalists on the red carpet, actually the best.
Thank you, Becca.
And the cutest.
Yeah.
And she wore a tux to the Oscars.
Yeah.
And I thought that was pretty cool.
She's so cool.
That was pretty cool.
And to my right is Jack Vanek, the coolest of cool.
I got 2,200 likes for that picture.
Oh, good for you.
Oh, that's like my saddest photo.
Anyways, cunty, the countress, Jack Vanek.
Oh my god, that's the greatest thing I've ever heard.
If
I was actually a bitch, that would be a good thing.
She owns a clothing line. She started it from the ground up, and she's the CEO of Jack Vanek. It's very sassy and very cute things. All right. We have to have a collective question of the week because we ran out of interesting things to tell our listeners about ourselves. What's the question this week, Kelty?
If you were a superhero, what would your superpower be?
Ooh.
Oh, I know mine right away.
Well, of course you do because you knew the question.
No, she just picked it.
I just picked it.
Oh, you did?
Off our list.
What's your super...
I would love to have the power of not getting any sicknesses in my vagina.
Oh, that would
That's
be amazing.
That's it?
Like, no yeast infections, no UTI. Because every time I do anything in my life, I'm always like, will I get a UTI? I want to go swimming. Will I get a UTI? I want to wear these yoga pants. Will I get a yeast infection?
Wow.
It's a hard life for me.
Okay. So...
How about yours?
Mine would either be to eliminate calories from certain foods.
Certain.
Bagels and pizza specifically.
Why not just all the foods if you're going to have a superpower?
No, like I wish I could just choose. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like choose like what I'm going to take calories from and what I'm not. What I'm not. Mm-hmm. Or I would really like to just blink my eyes and like travel somewhere.
Yeah.
I really hate flying on airplanes, but I love traveling. So
teleportation.
Teleportation.
Mm-hmm.
Jack, what about you?
I would do a teleportation and then the inability to not get hungover.
Ooh.
Right?
That's a real alky wish.
Yes, it is.
Congratulations. All right, it's time for
Good Week.
Yes, it is.
Bad Week.
Oh no.
Who wants to start?
I'll start.
Okay. Don't sound so excited.
Yeah. So, my good week. We sound like total idiots just in general on this podcast.
Yes.
But somebody in our Lady Gang group made a discovery where we sound 10 times
dumber,
more idiotic. And that is, thanks to Chloe, there's like an option on iTunes
to speed it up.
No, you can slow it down.
Oh, God. Anyone's going to sound terrible.
Wait, just listen to this.
For you. Like if I took one now,
We sound like we're on
wasted
Xanax.
This is our college lady gang. It's also very hard.
Oh my God. That's
I hate us.
Is that your good week?
Yeah, because it's amazing.
That's
but we sound like we're
horrible.
You guys, I haven't had that many good weeks lately. Mm-hmm. We sound like we're super wasted, and I love it. My bad week. So I've been super stressed out for the past month, and I also haven't been to a gym in like 9 months. Mm-hmm. And I decided that I'm going to start working out again. Mm. I'm going to do it. Mm-hmm. So I was in Orange County, and I used to do hot yoga like all the time when I was up here. And I was in Orange County. There's no places that I knew of. So I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to go to like a Bikram class. Never been to a Bikram mm-hmm. hot yoga before because oh. I do this yoga, Modo yoga, and mm-hmm. it's amazing up here. Very spiritual
yeah.
and connected, and it makes you feel amazing and like...
Wait, but Modo's hot?
Modo's hot.
But it's not Bikram.
It's not Bikram. It's a different type of... I don't know. Their poses.
It's vinyasa. Theirs is like a more vinyasa flow. Mm-hmm. Bikram is like the exact same 26 postures.
And then you double them every
yeah,
time.
Yeah.
So... I go to this Bikram place, and I'm, like, really ready to, like, feel better. Mm-mm. And I get in. First of all, the
smells
place
like a foot.
Is carpeted.
Yeah.
So everybody's sweat just permeates into the ground and sits there for, like, I don't know how long because I don't know how often you're going to clean the carpet.
Yeah.
I get in. I, like, do, like, lay down, whatever. The lady comes in. It turns on the lights. It's, like, the nastiest fluorescent lights I've ever seen in my life. She puts on a microphone. And, like, looks like she's going to lead, like, a pop concert.
Amazing.
And then does the thing where she goes, everyone, we have a new student
no.
in the
no.
class.
No. That's
she
my
goes,
worst nightmare.
Jack over here is new. And I'm like, well, I'm not that new. Like, I do hot yoga all the time. Like, don't point me out.
It's my worst nightmare.
And then through the entire class... Like, probably, I'm not kidding.
Calling very all 10 the attention
times.
To you.
Hey, Jack, how you doing over there? Are you holding up okay? I'm like, yes, bitch. And then there was one time that I thought I was going to pass
yes, namaste,
out.
Namaste, bitch.
Screw you. There was one time that I thought I was going to pass out. So, like, because Bikram's really hard comparatively.
Oh, my God.
And I go to take a water break. And she's like, oh, no, Jack. We all take a water break together. You need to wait. Mm-hmm. I'm like, but what if I pass out and then try to sue you? Stupid bitch. I hated
namaste,
it.
Namaste, Jack.
Bikram has a lot of rules.
I know. Mm-hmm. And it's not night. It doesn't make me feel good.
No.
Hated it.
I don't enjoy it very much.
Hated it. I hope they don't sponsor us ever.
Topes?
Well, like Bikram in general is never going to sponsor us.
But Bikram's a company,
that's
isn't
being
it?
Like...
Well, it's a... Yeah, I mean, the guy Bikram who recently got...
Is a dude.
Like,
yeah.
He like molested...
What?
Children. Yeah, yeah. It's yeah. like not children, like trainees, like that were learning the whatever. Mm-hmm. Anyways, long story. I know all about yoga because, as you guys know, I was
certified.
Almost a yoga teacher.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So here's my good week.
Big sigh.
Big sigh.
Sounds not good.
No, it's good. So I was watching Parenthood from like probably, I probably started like 6 months ago, and ugh. I watch it every night before bed when, like, Zach's traveling. So it's, like, my thing, and I never watched it when it was on. So, like, I was just, you know, I'd heard so much about it. I fell in love with it. Like, obsessed. Obsessed, obsessed, obsessed. One day... She's like a hurricane. She's throwing shit
oh
around
God.
The room. One day, I'm... It's laying on my bed. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to watch an episode. I'm just like feeling it. Middle of the day. Spontaneous. And I...
A spontaneous TV
Netflix.
Watch.
Which I don't do in the middle of the day. Like, I will never put on like the TV and watch an episode. And I like watch it. And I'm like, oh my God. It's over. Suddenly I'm crying my eyes out. And I'm thinking about it. And I'm like, this is the finale of the series. And I didn't know because Netflix doesn't tell you. It just keeps going. Like, you just keep picking up where you started. There's never, like, an announcement being like, this is it.
Three more episodes
maybe
left.
Make this more special. Like, maybe before your series dies, like, you could, like, get cuddled up in bed and have some tea. Not, like, fold laundry on your bed in the middle of a Tuesday.
Like, half listen.
It was so upsetting. And I'm crying my eyes out. And I don't know if I'm crying because it's emotional or I'm crying because it's all over and I'm never going to see these characters again, or I'm crying because Netflix tricked me. Like, I just felt
such
so cheated.
Can I guess what your good week is?
Go.
You started watching This Is Us.
No, mm. I tried when that.
I heard it's the same kind of cry vibes.
No, I think it's different. I'm very partial to Parenthood. So that was actually, okay, so that was the bad week.
Okay.
But into the good week.
Mm, love those.
I was like, I really loved every actor on that show, especially Lauren Graham. Like, she's just magical. Also Monica Potter. It's like a very close tie between the two of them. Lauren Graham, I was like thinking about her the other day, and I'm like, you know, I know she did Gilmore Girls, but Parenthood ended about a year ago, and I really haven't seen her do anything since Gilmore Girls. And I'm thinking to myself, and then she just got announced on another show, so she's about to start a new show. And I'm like, you know what? I shouldn't be so hard on myself. If Lauren Mother effing Graham has to wait a year to do something else acting-wise, and Gilmore Girls doesn't count because it was, like, already something, whatever. If it takes her a year, then I really need to, like, cut myself a break, because I think she's one of the most incredible actresses, like, on television.
Right. Well, what about Mandy Moore? She didn't do anything for, like, 15 years. And now she's on This Is Us.
No,
she's like,
it's true.
Yeah.
I don't exactly want to emulate my career after Mandy Moore. I mean, like, more power to you, girl. But, like,
I loved her.
I just feel like everything Lauren Graham does is so good. Like, she's just so good. There's no, like, argument there that she's just great. And I was like, you know what? She hasn't, like, done – I mean, she probably has worked a lot. But, like, nothing that we've, like, heard about, seen, whatever.
Yeah.
And that's pretty normal for actresses. But, like, I just needed that reminder. Yeah, you know?
Stop being so hard on yourself.
Stop being so hard on yourself. Hey, Lauren, like, love you, girl. Kelty, take it out. Take it over.
Mine are pretty short. I recently had a breakup with Jeans Man.
What?
It's the end, everyone.
Did he leave CBS?
No. I've seen him twice this month. And the first time, I was like, I think Jeans Man and I are over. Like, I'm not finding him attractive at all anymore.
Oh. But that's because he got new jeans, right?
He got new dark denim, like, straight leg jeans.
They're just not as fun as they were
And
before.
He grew out his hair and beard. So he used to have, like, a shaved Beckham head.
Maybe I like Jeans Man now.
He's married.
He is?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a wedding ring. Anyway, whatever. So then I saw him again today, and Rebecca and I looked at each other, and we were both like, So... It was a fun run with Jeans Man, but we can all stop obsessing.
Does he know you broke up, though?
I think he can tell because we used to be like, hi, how's your day? And now we're just like, hey, and then we just like do our workout. We don't care. Mm. He's getting iced. Here's my good week. I found something on the internet that has brought me great joy. You guys know that Dr. Pimple Popper did relieve a lot of stress for me in difficult situations.
Gross. Same.
There is a giant fad on Instagram doing slime videos. So basically what it is, you guys are going to look it up tonight, I'm telling everyone, there's people that just have beautiful manicures and they just like get different slimes. They get like glitter slimes, orange slimes, and then they do like slime mixing where they mix together like Neapolitan colors and they take the slime out and then all the Instagram, 60 seconds, is them like putting the slime on the table and then just like folding it in to each other and like squishing it through
their hands.
Is that
like the bun when people were taking buns out of their hair and
doing
videos?
Yeah, it's like some weird fetishy thing.
It's a fetishy thing. I don't think it's supposed to be sexual. Please correct me if I'm wrong. Either way, it was like so relaxing because I was just like looking at the slime.
Or it's like that
I'm looking at the slime.
You know that thing that people do? It's like the weird sounds and it's supposed to like calm you down. ASMR.
It really was quite calming.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Slimes.
I think it's like that.
Found the slimes.
Slime.
Slimes.com.
You're weird.
Okay.
What's coming up?
When we come back, we're going to get our ass kicked.
Now back to the Lady Gang.
Woo! We about to get our ass kicked in here. The daughter of late beloved global icon and humanitarian Muhammad Ali. She's a four-time undefeated boxing world champion whose record includes 24 wins and 21 knockouts. And P.S., she never lost. Layla is heralded as the most successful female in the history of women's boxing. Currently, she's starring on Celebrity Apprentice, the all-new one. She's appeared on Dancing with the Stars, Kevin Hart's Real Husbands of Hollywood, which, P.S., if you haven't watched, is so funny. I said and she's also been a commentator at the damn Olympics, you guys. She recently joined our family, the Podcast One family, and she launched her own podcast, Layla Ali Lifestyle, helping people find the mindset to accomplish their personal best in life, which we definitely need because I don't know about Jack and Becca, but I'm currently living my good enough, whatever life. please welcome to the podcast, Layla Ali.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi. Hey, ladies. Thanks for having me.
So I just want to mention that we've done nothing with our lives compared to you.
Yeah. Yep. I feel really,
but I do feel like I could kick your ass.
Oh, well, that's a good, you know, that's a good feeling to have. You should feel confident. You know, you guys are called the Lady Gang. Yeah, so, you know, right. I'm sure you can do something.
Three of us together could probably not even get in one
probably.
Punch.
No.
It's still a no for me,
that's
you guys.
A no for me.
It's still a no. First of all, what made you want to get into the podcasting game? Because P.S., that was like one of our longest intros ever, and it was about like 1/16th of what you've actually accomplished and do in your life on a daily basis.
You know, what attracted me to it is just being able to run my own show the way that I want to do it and talk about the things that I want to talk about. As you know, you know, when you go on doing an interview, you have like a short snippet that you can talk about. You're there to promote something. People don't really get to know the real you. And it's not really just about getting to know me. It's about me getting to know other people and, you know, and encouraging people to live healthy lifestyles and just going on a journey, you know, because I'm learning a lot myself and I want to take, you know, a lot of my fans and other women along for that ride with me. Not just women, but families, everybody.
So
everybody, come on.
Come on, man. Come on. So while you only have, you know, 1 hour of Lady Gang every week, basically what you can do is you can download her podcast and then you can listen to us and like your insides will rot a little. And then you can listen to Layla Ali Lifestyle
and bring it back.
Build yourself back up to a positive place.
Maybe don't compare the two podcasts.
Yes. They're very different, but both needed. Both needed.
It's all about balance.
It really is. The first thing I want to ask you is really something we've talked about a ton in our Facebook group is just the strong versus skinny. And when I was going on your site and looking at all the blogs, you had so many meals and ideas about health that I thought were so positive. So living in Hollywood, tell our girls, tell our hundreds of thousands of women out there, what is the message about strong versus skinny?
So the thing is this, is being an African-American woman, we just have a whole different idea of what beauty is. And as far as when I'm talking about body consciousness, because we don't ever want to be skinny. Like, that's just not in our culture. We, you know, we like curves. So you naturally can be bigger, and that's what the guys like. And, you know, the women always think they want to be what the guys like, right? But guys like women to have a little bit of curve, a little bit of meat on your bones. Nobody really wants anybody skinny in the first place, and it's not healthy. So forget just what the guys want. I think we all have to think about, okay, what is the best thing for my body? So you can't look at a girl in a magazine or a girl in a movie and say, I want to be just like her. Because for me, for example, right now I weigh 190 pounds. I'm 5'11", and you wouldn't look at me and think that I weighed that much. I'm not skinny, but at the same time, you know, I'm not, you wouldn't think I was 190 pounds, right? I know
you, you just can't see me. Big muscle?
I have I do have
muscle.
A lot of muscle, but I'm a big girl. I'm a fighter. I got big hands. I got a big head. I mean, if you look at me, it fits my body, but I'm a lot bigger physically. So I think we have to look at our own bodies and accept who we are, first of all. Love yourself, and then try to be the best version of yourself. And that's why when you go on to my blog or you hear me speaking, I'm always kind of talking about this way of eating or this that workout, because everybody can't do the same thing. Like the way that I eat, you might not thrive on that. You know, some people don't eat meat. Some people do.
Yeah.
You know, it just depends on what works for you.
But people love an ass.
You know, the booties are in, but they've always been in to me. You know, I've always had one, but it is. I have seen that, and it's amazing. People are buying booty now. You know, originally it was like, okay, we're just going to buy boobs and maybe get a little lip filler here, but now people are buying butt and hips.
I swear to God.
And it looks bad a lot of the time. It's too much. I think it's ugly.
It looks like a deformity.
Like a dump. Exactly. Because they do the whole thing where they suck it out of your stomach and put it in your ass, and
but
then
it's
it looks
like,
so
even
weird.
If you can do it, I don't know why they do so much. It doesn't match your body. It's like you have these big hips and this big butt, and then these little legs, and you're thin. When really, butt is fat to begin with. So you cannot be thin everywhere else and then have a big old butt. You know,
it's very strange.
It's so weird.
I do want to say, on the award show circuit this year, I felt like I saw a lot of the booty underwear.
Did you?
People are wearing the booty underwear.
The thing where it like pushes it.
It's called the booty pop. Yeah. And it's like a Spanx, but it has the butt
in it. I bought that as a joke at like a Rite Aid when I was in high school. And women, A-list celebrities are wearing it to the Oscars.
Yeah. And you can see the panty line on it probably.
You could kind of like a bike short.
I don't want to say this. I mean, she'll never come on the podcast, but Sofia Vergara, was she wearing a booty pop?
Was her ass like insane?
I'm sure.
It was just, you could see like almost like a maxi pad type of situation on each butt.
It's probably
cheek.
Padded.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that doesn't look
it's
good.
It's a padded, padded spank,
I've heard
maybe?
About her that she gets every single item of clothing altered to fit her body perfectly. Like, even if she gets a pair of jeans to wear on an airplane, she will have them altered
I'm assuming the Kardashians do that too. There's no way you can buy clothes like that.
Yeah, you can't get stuff to fit you.
Yeah, you would definitely have to get it altered when you have the out of proportion body like
right,
that. With
that dump.
Tiny waist,
big, yeah.
The dump.
I don't like that look, for the record. I don't. I rather see women just be natural and work on it. You can tone your butt. There's butt exercises you can do. And if you just don't have that, that's just not your shape. So it's not meant to be that way.
I'm not a butt person, but I will say, like, I get a little hot and heavy when I look at Ashley Graham, because I think her body, like, she's like that butt, but then she also has the boobies. And when, like, you come close to her, you're just like
she's also figured. Just proportionate. Yeah.
She's so pretty. Mm-hmm. Gorgeous. Okay. One of my favorite blogs on your site was about boosting your metabolism. And I would like you to share with the universe what you have learned in your journey.
Well, there are different ways that you can do that. I boost my metabolism by working out in the morning. You know, so I get in the gym, it gets your heart rate up, and then your heart rate stays up throughout the rest of the day. I mean, there's lots of ways to do it. Some people drink coffee, you get a little caffeine boost. But I think that I wouldn't drink coffee just to boost my metabolism. Mm-hmm. You know, but it definitely does work. Green tea, you know. But I think for the most part, you know, then there's diet. It's where you eat every so many hours just to keep your furnace burning, right? That's one. I did that for years when I was boxing. And I'd say, okay, I'm going to eat every few hours. And then it kind of gives my body more work to do and it keeps your metabolism going. Whereas now I'm getting older. I'm 39. I'm not an athlete anymore. So I changed. And I said, that's a lot of work on your body also to have to digest that food every few hours. So for me, I eat less and I fast more. So there's just different ways of eating that work for everybody, like I said. But just get moving, you know? Yeah. Get moving.
I know, and this is the hardest thing. It really is. Everyone's just so like, hard. Just get moving. But it's like... I think there's a lot of people that we got involved in January and then February rolled off. Around and you're like, Netflix sounds fun.
I did that too, and it's definitely understandable. And while you're young, you know, you can get away with it, but then you start seeing the effects of it when you get older. So the more you can get into a routine that you like and you enjoy, whether it's yoga or whether it's going for a walk or taking a cycling class or going to the gym, whatever it is, dance, you know, it's great to do something at least a few times a week.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's those people who just aren't going to do it, don't want to do it. You know, and I have a sister like that. She will not work out. And she just, forgive me, Hannah, she's just getting bigger and bigger. And I'll look at her and I'll be like, so you just gave up on yourself, huh? You just gave up. That's just what it is now. Because I just refuse to give up. Yeah. I'm always trying to get better. And it's not just about looking a certain way. It's really just about making sure you're taking care of yourself for the long haul.
So. And like Elle Woods in Legally Blonde said, working out. Exercise gives you endorphins, and happy people don't kill their husbands.
That's true.
Remember that quote?
Yes.
It's true.
Well, that's a good reference.
There's so many positive you know, things that come out of exercise, not just looking good, feeling good. Like you said, just the mental side of it, you know.
Sorry, I'm like really harping on your blog, but I really did find it fabulous. One of the other things that I loved you talking about is like the emotional overeating, because... let's be honest, when we get sad, we go to Walgreens and we buy a sleeve and a half or five of Chips Ahoy Chewies and a Diet Coke. And
is that what you get?
That's her weakness.
What's your weakness?
Pizza. Like, anytime I've had like a bad day or like anything, celebration, depression, like whatever it is, if it's extreme, I'm eating pizza.
See, I don't eat when weird. I'm sad. I get like super. I'm like, my appetite goes to shit, but then I drink a lot of wine. So
okay, yeah. So something you got your vice.
What's your vice?
I actually have pizza once a week because I have kids. I have a 5-year-old, 8-year-old. I order them pizza, and I have a couple of slices, and I don't care. It doesn't bother me because I think it's really about having balance. But yeah, you're right. We do. I know for me, for example, when I get really stressed, that's when I kind of tend to screw up because I'm normally trying some new way of eating. Like right now, I'm doing this ketogenic diet.
Oh, what does that even mean?
It just means keeping your body in a state
ketosis?
Of fat burning. Yeah.
I keep reading about this.
Yeah, so it's not. Not easy.
What are you eating? Like, give us a
certain type of food.
The food isn't hard. Well, you have you can't have a complex carbs, and you can't have sugar because basically carbs turn into sugar.
Right.
So you're eating no French fries. No. So you're eating lean protein. Unfortunately, no. You're eating lean protein. You're eating your veggies. You're eating a lot of fat, which is good fat though. That's
like
good
nice
for you.
Like nice avos.
Yeah. Avocados. Oils. You know, oils. Yeah. Cheese. Just fattier meats. So I mean, you have to look it up.
Cheese diet.
It's not right. So if you're not somebody who you know, love sugar. I love sugar. I love
sweets. Is there anyone that doesn't love sugar?
Yeah,
some people. Some people tell me. They're like, oh, I'm not that into sweets. I'd rather have a drink. And I'm like, okay. But I like sweets. Like, I can eat healthy all day, then I want dessert.
Yeah.
So for me, so if I'm stressed, that's when I'll go want to get something. Like, as soon as I'm just let my guard down, mm-hmm. I'll go have something sweet. I'm like, why did I do that? You know, but again, I just get back on the wagon the next day. So it's okay.
Yeah, you can't beat yourself up.
No.
So, you know, I got my first pair of glasses last year, and I thought, oh my God, I'm going to be one of these people that wears glasses now. And then I realized that glasses are so freaking annoying, and now I'm getting into the contact game. And I'm so happy that we have Hubble as a sponsor. Are you tired of overpaying for uncomfortable, crappy contact lenses? Do you overwear your contact lenses, ladies, be honest, for like weeks so that you can save money? Well, what if I told you that you can get a fresh pair of lenses for every single day for just $30 a month? Do the math. That's $1 a day, you guys. That's half the price of other brands. Go to HubbleContacts.com and get your first 2 weeks for free. Quality daily lenses for half the price of the other guys. They can send you to an optometrist so you don't have to worry about anything, and you can get your prescription today. No more overpaying. And P.S., they've been featured in Vogue, GQ, TechCrunch, and Mashable. Go to HubbleContacts.com to get your first 2 weeks of lenses for free. That's H-U-B-B-L-E contacts.com.
Okay, what's going on? Now, here's the Lady Gang.
You just finished on Celebrity Apprentice. What did you think?
As far as just the whole experience?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, Dancing with the Stars, you were very, very successful. And that's based on, like, your work ethic. So mm-hmm. we knew you would go far because, like, girl, don't quit, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. Celebrity Apprentice is more of, like, reality. Mm-hmm. Like, they want you to throw shit at each mm-hmm. other, you mm-hmm. know?
It is.
What did you think?
So I had a lot of fun on Dancing with the Stars, and I made it to the last show. So I was in the final three, which is great. And that was my goal. I always have a personal goal. So okay. my personal goal was I want to make it to that final show. If I don't win the show, that's fine. And then with Celebrity Apprentice, the new Celebrity Apprentice mm-hmm. with Arnold Schwarzenegger, I was like, okay, what's this really going to be about? Because they asked me to do the show maybe four times before, and I said no, because I just didn't really feel the whole Donald Trump and the vibe and yeah. going to New York and all that. So when they said they were doing it with Arnold, it's not going to be nasty, it's not going to be salacious, any of that. I was like, okay, and I knew who some of the cast was, so I did it, and it was fine. But you know, you still can't put your heart in it because it's TV, you know, at the end of the day. It's real, don't get me wrong. They're mm-hmm. really filming all of those moments, but mm-hmm. when it comes down to the edit,
right.
sometimes you can make things seem a certain way and yeah. kind of sway the audience and things like that. So it was fine. It turned out pretty much as I expected. So, and my goal in that was to make it to the semifinals, which I did. So,
are you a manifester? I'm also a goal person. These girls, they don't like.
We don't have goals.
I love setting a goal.
You don't have goals?
No, we do.
My goal is just to not fail.
Same.
But I like Aww. A specific goal. Like, I will do 60 of this year. I will eat 5 avocados a day.
Yeah, she like makes very specific goals. Yeah.
What are you?
I would say I can't say I'm a mix of the two, but I'm not all the way has to be this many, you know, so defined. Like, you saw I had goals, like for Dance with the Stars.
Yeah.
I was like, but that was kind of like, okay, you're either there to win or you're there to lose. But I kind of was like, okay, I want to make it to the finals.
Okay.
And that's a really interesting mm-hmm. goal to have, because, you know, you would think, especially somebody like you, it's like, I'm going to win.
Well, the thing is this, somebody like me, I really, really, when I want to win, This is the thing. In boxing, I felt like I was in 100% control. 100%. I get in that ring. I got two hands. She has two hands. I'm going to win this. There's no way if and buts about it, period. Mm-hmm. So I really went in there with that kind of confidence. But when you have to deal with producers and you have to deal with the public voting, I can't put my heart into that.
Right.
So that's
there's
the
so many other thing outside of your
my
control.
Heart, yeah, my heart is in it in boxing. Like, I would probably, I used to say to my friends, like, if I ever lost a fight, I don't know what happened. I probably would pass out, go into a deep depression, you know, like, I was like, it would take, I wouldn't just
Good
be
thing
like,
you, lose.
You wouldn't, yeah, it wouldn't be just at the end of the fight, oh, you know, right. well, no, I would really, it would really hit me hard. So for me, but I don't let myself go there with other things that are not in my control.
Interesting.
It's not that serious. It's really not.
I need to ask you a real serious question, though. How is your face not messed up? Like, you're so,
how are you
I'm
so beautiful?
It is on
you're
the side.
You're so beautiful.
No, it's not.
You're
not
crazy
at all.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
You don't have any messes.
Well, I didn't get beat up for one.
Oh, because you're so tough, you won. Hey.
But I did get hit, and I did have, there was fights, and I had black eyes after the fight just from headbutts, like someone bumping you in your eye. Training for a fight, there's a lot of more fighting than actually happens in the fight. So if I'm training for a fight 3 months from now, I'm sparring, which is the training in the ring, you know, four times a week with only men. I only box with men. And the meat,
so it makes it easier when you're boxing the women.
It makes it easier mainly because the skill level of the fighters that I would be training with, not just because they were men, but it also made it easier because they're men specifically, because they're heavier, they're stronger, yeah. they're just rougher. So it just makes it easier. But it was because of my size. You know, it's harder to find girls that are my weight class. I fought at like 165 to 175. So it was harder to find talented girls that would be able to stay in there with me. So a lot of women actually box with men.
Interesting.
Wow. But back to your face. Mm-hmm.
So I didn't get beat up. I didn't. Thank you. I didn't get beat up.
Did you get a broken nose or anything like that?
No, no, no.
Never?
I broke some noses, but I didn't.
Oh, girl. She was basically just fighting to protect her face.
It's just the truth. I never thought about my face in the ring.
You didn't?
No.
That
would be my first
concern.
You cannot.
I'm like, no.
I can only even laugh with you ladies now and have fun talking about it because I'm done boxing. But when I was boxing, I was so much more serious. It was like, it's not about my, you know, because I had something to prove.
Yeah,
when I was younger, I was being judged. People were just like, you know, you're only boxing because you want to use it as a platform to do something else. I'm like, how stupid is that? Why would I get into a ring to fight and possibly mess up my face when I'm just trying to be an actress or a model, really? It was stupid.
Yeah.
So, but now that I don't have anything to prove, I did what I had to do. I can sit here and I can talk about it. So.
And you proved it. Like, she never lost, so you, like, who's really winning at life?
You guys are all beautiful also.
Thank you.
Thanks. Well, it's because we filled our face with stuff.
No, yeah. Whatever, it doesn't
matter.
We don't
have an excuse. It
doesn't matter.
No one was trying to hit us.
Still looks good.
I do want to ask you that, though. What is, you know, what is it like to sort of have, you know, your dad really belonged to the world, and so then anything you've wanted to do, not only are you judged as yourself, but you're also judged as the legacy. Mm-hmm. Like, that's got to be kind of a challenge.
It's the only life I know.
Yeah.
So I won't say, I mean, it has its ups and its downs. For example, my father being just religion, for one, Muslim, okay?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, like, I have 4 million people on my Facebook page, and a lot of them happen to be Muslim people from other countries.
Wow.
And they just assume I'm Muslim, too. So one example that popped in my head right away is if I post a picture and I have on a dress, and I never, you know, show too much. That's just not my style. I'm not comfortable doing it. You don't see me with a lot of cleavage out or anything. But if they see anything, I'm talking about, you know, I remember I had this one dress and it was kind of open on the side and the back was out and the slit. And they're like, no Muslim woman should be dressing that way. And there's all these posts. And I'm like, first of all, I'm not even Muslim, you know, so what are you talking about? So and then my other fans would come in and say, haven't you heard her say before she's not Muslim? So then this fight starts. And it's all because of who my father is.
Right.
And then a lot of people do sometimes expect you to go down some of the same paths as he went down.
Mm-hmm.
And we are a lot alike in a lot of ways, but we're also very different. And he was a man and I'm a woman. So you can't always do and say the same things that, you know, he did as a woman. Yeah, exactly. So we're so, I've never felt like I had to live in my father's shadow. I'm always going to be, you know, associated with my dad. And I don't have a problem with that. I love him to death. I mean, I hear Muhammad Ali's story, like, I don't know how many times a day.
Is that annoying though?
I'm so used to it. And it's like, you know what I think I've learned to do to cope? And, you know, it may not sound good to a lot of people, but I kind of zone out and it goes in one ear and out the other. And I sit there and I go, really? That's great.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
You're like, no idea what you just told me.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm so glad you had the opportunity to meet him. That's really special. You know, and because it's this, they all just start to sound the same. I met your dad and one day he did this and he picked up my child. And it's great. And it's great that you had that moment, but it's not special to me. But you have to give each individual that time, make them feel like you care.
Were you...
Right. I'm really good at that. I'm a good actress.
Yeah, no kidding.
We've all been there. Becca was on a show called Glee. I don't know if you ever heard of it.
I have,
the amount of people that stop her in airports being like, episode 75.
Mm-hmm. And when I met Lea Michele.
Mm-hmm. And the sad thing is, though, I think that a lot of people have to realize, even the people listening, is that when you're a celebrity or an athlete or you live your life publicly, people feel like they can just come up to you anytime and they never realize, like, you could be having a bad day. Mm-hmm. You don't feel good. You know, I can go to the store to go get some headache medicine, and then somebody comes up to you and she's like, oh, they weren't that nice. And it's just like, you.
And then they'll hate you forever.
They'll hate you forever.
One small bad experience.
And it's like, that's why I just have to say, you just never know what somebody is going through.
Yeah.
You know, you could have just lost your best friend and you're sitting in the airport going to her funeral.
Yeah.
And then they're like, I smiled at her and waved, and she didn't wave back, and you might not even been paying any attention to them at all. So that's one thing that's just, I mean, I'm not going to go on and on because we have a lot of luxuries as well, but you know, what can you do?
Were you so pissed when Miss USA had no idea who your dad was in the question? Did you ever see it?
I didn't know about this. If you I might have forgot about it.
Okay, so last year I was a prelim judge on Miss USA, and when they got to, I stayed in town to watch the finals, and when they got to the finals, I don't remember which state it was. Your father had just passed away, and they asked like a question about what will his legacy mean to the world, or something like that. Like, what would you take from him to move forward as Miss USA?
God, I'm scared.
And she was like, I mean, you have to watch online. She was like, here's the thing. She was a very smart girl. She clearly did not know about him and did not know that he had passed away. And I forgave her because you're in this bubble for a week, and it had happened just a couple days before.
Oh.
And
but
so
like, isn't that pageant 101? Just like read the front page of the newspaper
every day.
Don't they prep you on questions?
No, they don't prep you.
They pull
it out of the bowl.
Oh,
and she was just like, she kind of blanked, and then it was like a big trending topic on Twitter.
Did she ever say, I don't know who that is? Or
she didn't say that. She kind of like tried to fake it and was like, eh. And then
I'm sure it was just super vague.
It was like super vague. And for someone that was so iconic and influential, it was like important to just be like this message or whatever. Anyway,
I wouldn't get pissed because of that, because I wouldn't take that personally, but I would think that's definitely an embarrassing situation. But a lot of these, you know, kids coming up may not know. I mean, you're so focused on you know,
themselves.
What themselves and kind
Snapchat.
Of just what's going on. Yeah, it's a different world that we live in. So I can't say I've met a couple people, like maybe two people in my life that didn't know who my dad was, and I didn't get offended. I was just like, wow. I'm thinking
tell
like,
me about
you
this.
This woman was like my age. So I was just like, really?
Weird.
Wow, that's interesting.
Damn.
So it's just amazing.
Back to you, Hollywood heartbreak. We ask every person that comes on the show, what has been the moment that you thought, this life is terrible, I hate everything about it, I'm going to move to a small village and like never put myself out there again? Gig you lost, thing that didn't work out, failure.
Something
obviously
that was tweeted
it wasn't a fight that she lost.
No. I would think probably the most recent thing that happened to me, I was doing something for Colgate, and they were like promoting one of their charitable programs, giving, you know, toothpaste and things to kids and free dental checkups. And I was like their spokesperson, and I, you know, you're doing a media day, and I was going from station to station to station, and I was super tired. But I went on Facebook Live, and I forget the name of the group, but anyway, this young man sits down with me, does this interview, and starts asking me all these questions that have nothing to do with what I was there for. And somebody I was with wasn't on their job, my PR person, I don't know where she went. And I'm the type of person that I will answer most questions because I'll just keep it authentic, and sometimes I say things maybe I shouldn't say. So this was when all the stuff was going on with Black Lives Matter and all this kind of stuff, and I said at one point, you know, I believe all lives matter. And anyway, long story short, a bunch of black people got pissed.
Oh, no.
And then it was just like, oh, and then it turned into, you're not like your dad, and you're a sellout, and you're a this, and you're a that. And it was really, really, really bad, to where I had to go and do, like, on my page, I chose, not anybody else. I was being told not to. And I was like, no, let me make this clear. So I had to, you know, do a public statement just to clear things up of what I meant. But I didn't, you know, come off of anything I said. I said, I meant what I said. And I do believe
Good for you.
So I didn't realize there was a movement called All Lives Matter. I mean, I didn't realize how deep it went. I was just specifically saying that I think everyone's life matters.
Yeah.
I wasn't saying I was a part of a movement. So I had to make that clear. But it just was like, really? And it was just like, they were going in. When I say going in,
I can only imagine.
Yeah. I lost a lot of followers.
Did you?
I lost a lot. Sure. Yeah, it definitely affected me. I'm talking about as far as business is concerned, and I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh my God. Like, really, that's not even, it's not even consistent with who I am.
Right.
To be a part
of my track record.
Right. So, but there's so many ignorant people, and they love to just
bandwagon.
Yep. And forward, and they don't even know what they're talking about. So, yeah.
That's the internet for you.
Yep.
Crawled in a tiny hole.
That's the worst. On the positive side, what has been your ish moment? What was the moment you thought, hot damn, we the jam?
You're funny.
I have made it. I'm looking amazing. Ooh. I'm feeling amazing.
I don't
Everyone
know.
Wants to be us.
I haven't had that moment in a long time. I'm really,
I have so much going on.
I just kind of keep my head down and keep working. You know, I feel like I'm a little OCD, I guess, and an overachiever, but I feel like I haven't done the things that I want to do yet. It always sounds great when you do an intro and you put everything down on paper, but for me, you know, it's just like, okay, I'm trying to remind myself every day that I can't be superwoman. I can't be all things to all people. You can't make everyone happy, you know, and I know you guys have a younger audience, because I'm getting old now. Can you believe it? Wait till you guys get there.
Wait,
we're 39.
Like, yeah, I'm 35.
Okay, well, I'm 39, so I'm saying I'm about to be 40. Okay. I got 5 years on you. But it's funny because
we have a 65-year-old fan.
We actually
have a lot of women in their 40s.
Okay, cool.
Older than you would think.
Okay, cool. Okay, good.
Just because we've had a lot of Botox and we look 19.
Okay. Well, good. Thank you for clearing that up.
Thank you for clearing that up.
Well, I was trying to have my moment. It's the older, more mature one.
Take it. I'll play the dumb 23-year-old.
Thank you.
So young and dumb.
Thank you. But God willing, we all get to that point, right?
Yep.
And we all get to be there at some point. But I forgot what I was about
to say. Actually, I was very in it because you were saying we can't be all things to all people.
We can't be all things to all people. And for me, I swear every day, you know, people always come to me and say, how do you do everything? You know, how do you have it all? Because I'm like, I don't. Trust me. If anyone says they do, they're lying, okay? Because you can't. I mean, if I've got a good flow going with my business and the kids, then my husband's something, I'm leaving him out. Then he's like, babe, what about me? You know, it's like, you know, we never do anything anymore. We're like just parents. We don't go on dates anymore and yada, yada, yada. I'm like, okay, now I got to take care of him. And now I'm stressing about him and make him like, okay, I'm going to put him on my secret schedule where he can't see. Because he's like, why do we have to schedule time? And I'm like, because I have to. Otherwise, I said, I get overwhelmed.
Yeah.
I get busy. And then I forget again. And I said, I have the best intention to, you know, spend more time with you. And when I say more time, I'm talking about just
an hour.
Yeah, just when the kids go to sleep. Like, I go down to my office and I'm trying to catch up on stuff, and he's like, I'm like the last thing on your list. It's like, you do this, you do that, and then you come in the room and I'm asleep. And I'm like, and then he's sleeping, I'm like, I'm gonna go to sleep too. I'm not gonna wake him up. He's like, no, you need to wake
Perfect
me up.
Timing.
Let's do something. I'm like,
don't poke the bear.
No.
Oh, my God. So they don't get it. I'm like, babe, I'm like, you don't understand the stress. So he's like, you got to figure it out. So I'm always trying to figure it out.
So. It's so
Secret
funny.
Schedule. On the Lady Gang Facebook group today, I posted a meme, and it was like a husband and wife in bed. And he's like, baby, what do you want? And then she's like, I want you to make me a sandwich.
Right.
Story of my life.
Yeah.
I have the best husband, though. He is constantly trying to figure out what he can do to help me. So, like,
that's wonderful.
So it's great because he's like, well, I'll help. I'll clean up after dinner. I'll do this. Because I'm real hands on with my kids.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'll help you. And then that puts more pressure on me. I was like, now I got to do something for him because he's doing all this
right?
Stuff.
You're like, can't you just be shitty so I can ignore you?
You're such a good husband. Now I have to be a good
Damn
wife.
Damn it.
All right. When we come back, we're going to answer all your Ask the Lady Gang questions. And I feel like this one might go okay, guys. We have someone who has a little bit of life lessons here.
Some figured out.
Hey, ladies! Get funky.
Ask the Lady Gang.
We're back. Before we start, Ask the Lady Gang, if you guys want 20% off jackvanek.com, use code LADYGANG and get some sassy things. So for this part of our podcast, you're going to help us answer all of our Lady Gang's most burning questions.
All right.
We usually give bad advice. So I think your advice...
Questionable.
Sometimes it's
controversial.
Yours is.
Yes.
Okay, so our first question comes from Monica. I love this question. Monica says, the older I get, the less patience I have with people. I feel like I am more selective with who I spend my time with. I don't want to ruin any friendships, but I really want only my core group of girls that I know are true friends and women that I trust. How do I let go of friends that I just don't really want to spend time with anymore?
Oh, well.
Hope you have an answer for this one. I'm trying to figure it out, too.
I am actually famous for letting go of friends.
Oh, my God. Me, too.
So am I.
I'm famous for it. I'm very comfortable doing it. You feel a little anxiety at first, but I would say this might be some questionable advice because... I am that person that sometimes is like, Layla, you know, could you just not be so mean, or could you be a little less abrasive? I'm very honest and blunt. sometimes blunt, and sometimes it might hurt people's feelings. So, you know, but I've had to say to people before, you know what, I'm just in a time in my life where I just want to do other things, and I'm just not really excited or inspired to spend time with you anymore.
So,
I'm just joking.
Quote. I can't wait verbatim. To listen back to this.
I'm just joking.
Write that down, ladies.
I'm just joking. I think that if somebody who was a friend, but you feel like, what you say, they're not real friends, or people who are genuine. What did she say?
Acquaintance friends.
That they're not true friends, and she doesn't trust.
Maybe you need to just kind of not be available for them anymore. Right. Like you just be busy. They'll get tired of asking you.
Yeah.
People like that. If you don't want to be that confrontational person and say, hey, you know, you're just not a true friend, you're not a genuine friend, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, just stop returning their calls.
Right, just stop returning their calls. That's what I do.
Well, and I think that there's nothing wrong, I don't know how old she is, but like as you get older, obviously you grow in different paths than your friends. Mm-hmm. And I've had a couple friendships that I've had for like 10 years that just, you know, you're going different places in life, and it's okay for that to happen. You're not going to grow simultaneously with your friends.
Exactly.
Yeah.
How do you let go of your friends, Becca?
Usually you're pretty harsh. No.
You send them a bucket of shit.
I think you just unfollow them on Instagram.
No. I mean, I agree. I'm usually like, you make yourself less available. Mm-hmm. I have been in situations, though, where like I've done that so much to where the person is then, you know, and they ask me, what's going on? Is there something up? Like, because I haven't heard from you and you haven't really made time for me. And then sometimes it does force you to give the like tough breakup talk. But you got to do it, because I think that like the older you get, the other priorities become more important. It's like family or your close friends or your relationship or your kids. And it's like, if you give a piece of you to people that aren't really deserving of it, it really just eats away at you. And soon you have nothing left for yourself or the people that you actually love and that deserve your time. So got to do it.
Time is limited.
Yep. I agree.
Yeah.
Don't drag it out. Mm-mm. Just let them know.
That was my cutting noise.
Cut it out.
Our second question comes from Tatum. Tatum says, I'm a 19-year-old girl and I found myself getting really hung up on social media, watching people doing amazing things on Facebook and Instagram, and it's putting me down a bit and causing major FOMO. Do you have any tips on how and when to put the phone down and keep living my life without worrying about all this?
This is a huge epidemic. Can I just say that every time I post a picture of myself, quote, doing something fun, I'm usually sitting on my couch in my sweats thinking, am I showering today? So it's like not everything is what it seems, and certainly social media. It's like it's literally showing a highlight reel of that person's life. You're not seeing them crying in their shower because they got laid off. Like who's posting that shit? It's just the great stuff. And if you're in a bad place in your life, I think that limiting yourself, if not doing a cold turkey cleanse, is very necessary. I found that I was really on my phone a ton when I was unemployed, and it only made things worse. It did not inspire me. It made me feel like a piece of shit and a loser who was never going to work again, and very jealous, which is a terrible, terrible thing to feel.
Well, that was a great answer. I don't think I need to even add to that.
Are you on your, like, I'm wondering if, is it a generational thing? Like, I find that I'm on my phone less than people a little younger than me.
Like 20.
Do you find that you're on your phone a ton, or?
I don't even know what a ton is considered, but I will say that there are times when I'm on it too much, because I feel like I'll go and I'll be looking at my own page, and then you kind of go on to something else and you look up and so much time has gone by. I'm like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
And you feel like addicted. You just keep going and going and going. And like you said, you sometimes do see things that make you feel envious or make you feel like, oh, that's great, or I'm not doing this, or maybe I should do that. And, you know, and it just doesn't make you feel good. So if you don't feel good, you need to stop.
Yeah.
So. I think also, though, especially in like the entertainment world and stuff, is like a lot of our work is on social media. So I literally would not be able to cut out social media if I wanted to, because like my business would suffer or whatever. So I think, I mean, we had Sophia Amoroso on the podcast and she gave the best advice, or it was don't compare your hustle to somebody else's highlight reel. Everybody's Instagram, everybody's Facebook is like all the best things, not even the best things, but probably really exaggerated, not true things that they just want to like have everybody perceive their life as. And most of the time it's not true. And I think you just have to remember that.
You definitely have to keep that in mind for sure. And just stay grounded. That's part of staying grounded.
Yeah.
And also, I mean, if you want to follow me on Instagram, oh, I can't do that. But I will say, and I think we have a major responsibility as people who are, I mean, I have the least amount of following at this table, but like people that are in the public eye that are creating this content that like hundreds of thousands of people are looking at, mm-hmm. to do it, you know, one of the things I love about your feedback is like, you'll be like, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And then your caption will be like, this is the ninth picture I tried to take so I'd look cute. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, yeah. let's keep it real, people, mm-hmm. a little
exactly.
bit too.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Our last question comes from Esther. Esther says, I'm 25, living in LA and on the dating scene. I went on 2 dates with this guy and we seemed to really hit it off. Then he tried to booty call me after our second date and I declined. He then told me that he wanted to see me again, but was insistent that I plan our next date. Finally, I asked why, and he said that if I plan the date, then I have to pay. One, I hate cheap people. Two, I'm all for splitting the bill, and I can definitely afford to pay, but it's still early in the courting phase. All of my friends think I should tell him to F off, but I feel bad. What should I do?
Boy, bye.
Right.
Oh, that's my like God.
Second date.
He told you he wants you to plan the date because then you have to pay for it. That's, like, insane.
Right. That's crazy. She definitely needs to let that go. You definitely need to let that go. Listen to your friends. He's out the door.
And he did it. He seemed to do it because he was pissed that she didn't answer his booty call.
Right. Really?
Rude.
This person is not interested in dating you. They're interested in you paying for dinner and then having sex with them. That's actually called a prostitute. You're basically paying to prostitute yourself out. So, like, there's plenty of fish in the sea. Yeah. Plenty of fish with big wallets. And I do think men, even though I'm all for, like, do I want to be paid the same? Yes. I don't necessarily want to date the same. I like the idea of being courted. Mm-hmm. My husband really courted me, and I like the idea. Here's the thing. Chris and I, we share like a business bank account. So even when we go out and have dinner,
yeah,
it's all coming from our same account, but he still is the one that reaches for his
wallet.
That's
what we do.
It's like, it's sweet. You know, like, you know, it's like, it's all coming from the same house fund.
Right.
But there's just something about your man putting down the credit card and signing for the dinner or the movie or whatever, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I agree.
You pay him back in blowjobs. Just
you have to throw something.
I'd rather pay.
Amazing, Leila Ali. We're so happy you're here. Please tell everyone when your new episodes come out and where is the easiest place to catch up on the podcast.
Well, you can go to iTunes.com, of course, and you can go to Podcast One. It's Leila Ali Lifestyle, and I put out new episodes every Thursday.
Ooh, Thursday. That's perfect. Thursday. Lady comes out Tuesday. You come out Thursday. And also, guys, she's new to the podcasting game, so please head on over to iTunes and leave her a wonderful review and, I mean, a five-star review and a nice comment, because that's going to help her build up her podcast, which she should, because she's a very inspirational lady. And you heard it. She's got good advice. Where should people follow you on the snowshows? Speaking of,
the what?
When they want
socials.
When they want to get jealous of you.
I'm like, I got to keep up with you. So
good luck. We're still trying.
This is not some cool thing. That's not some cool new word.
So I'm the real Leila Ali.
The real.
The real on. Because there's a lot of Leilas with the same spelling and Ali. Can you
really?
Are they fake accounts of you?
No, they're not. They're real. Like, somebody got offended. Was like, yeah, so you're the real. What am I? I was like, you know what I mean. The public one.
Yeah.
Anyway, the real Leila Ali on Instagram and Twitter, and then my Facebook page is Leila Ali, and then there's Leila Ali Lifestyle, which is my blog.
And the blog is fantastic, you guys. There's like recipes, there's like tons of really great information, so check it out.
Thank you.
We're very excited to have you. Thanks for being here, and see you next Tuesday. Yay! Woo!
Join the Lady Gang every Tuesday at iTunes and at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com. Thanks for listening.